Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What's shaking, eh, Howard?
Not much, Quint. We were just talking about shoes, and I was waiting till we hit record to tell you this. I got a new pair of running shoes.
I wish I had shoes like that.
Running shoes?
Do you remember? Yeah, what? I don't want to. Don't challenge me
Here
about
we
the
go.
Running.
Are you going to run that 10K with us that Logan and I are running?
I actually am thinking about it, but I don't want to commit to it yet.
Okay. I understand. Your game time decision.
When I first started working here, you saw how terrible my Brooks were. Like, I had these things since junior year of college, which has been a few years, which, like, I only used them when I ran or hiked, so it's not like I was wearing them every day. Mm-hmm. And I didn't run that much, but it was time.
Time.
Like, I had, to be honest with you, I ripped the toe at one point when I was hiking. And I just, with blue thread, stitched them back together like it was bad. But
I love that. You're thrifty like that. So what kind of
did
you get?
I got some new Brooks. Mm-hmm. The Brooks Ghost Max.
I've worn lots of shoes.
Okay. I know that. Pretty familiar with that. I've never run in a Brooks shoe ever. So I
thought you were a Brooks guy.
I'm a
Hoka,
Hoka guy. Oh,
there it is. I thought about Hokas.
Through and through.
Those must be comfortable shoes.
But I wanted to get more support, which I don't think I realized. Like, my old shoes were fine, but these are nice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was running in Shillitoe.
Running shoes have come a long way.
I was, like, bouncing.
You could walk all day in shoes like that and not feel a thing.
That's amazing.
What?
Bouncing.
Like, pretty there's so much, like... cushion. I didn't have to run. I just had to lift my foot up, and it would run for me. It
what
felt
is,
like.
What is the? Oh shoot! What's the max running shoe that's got like? I'm gonna say like copper in it, but it doesn't. It has
what?
Gosh, I can't think of the term. What is it? Oh, that's gonna drive me nuts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, there's a type of running shoe that actually has a little like metal in the. Thing and it's supposed to
How
help
would
with
metal
shock
help?
And recovery. I have no idea. No clue. I've never run in those either. Mm. Yeah, I'm a Hoka guy with the big old cushion and the lightweight. I love them. Bondis.
I think
Hoka Bondis.
The heel, I don't know if this is true, but it feels that way. I feel like the heel is rounded off instead of flat. So it like kind of moves my foot. Does that make
Hoka?
Any sense on the Brooks
oh,
that
the
I got?
Brooks?
Probably on a Hoka,
be.
Too.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, I don't have that. You're a heel striker. I'm a heel striker, too.
Yeah.
So it's important for the old cushion, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are you training? You're running like crazy. You were running this
running
week when it was raining.
Yeah.
How's that going? What's
going
new
great.
In that world?
Yeah, it's going great. Got a big, well, not a big, but got a race coming up at the end of April. We're knocking
big
off
race.
Illinois. We're going to knock off Illinois.
I'm surprised
Champaign,
you haven't run in Illinois.
Illinois
yet.
I've run Chicago half probably a dozen times,
okay.
But I didn't run it with this friend, and so it we have to be together. This is a joint goal together. So
right.
Even though I ran the New York Marathon a few years ago, which was amazing, we still haven't notched off New York together. So figure that one out.
How many states do you have left? Do you know? Or how many have you done? If
we've
that
done
makes
22
you...
states.
That's pretty good.
21 or 22. I always get that confused. This is either going to be the 22nd or the 23rd. Anyway, something like that.
That's crazy.
We have a picture. So cool. We take a picture at the start of every race. And so like you have your mix tiles in your office.
Mm-hmm.
I have taken, and over the years, I've gotten mix tiles of every, of one of those pictures. And I have them hanging in my home. Every single one
that's
of those
fun.
Pictures. And I sent a copy that's kind of like my perpetual gift to JP as well, is sending him those.
You know
well.
What? I just thought about this. This would be really fun.
By the way, we do need to get to the podcast at
oh,
some
yeah.
point, but go ahead.
Okay, okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. People like to hear these things.
Yes. When you finish all of them,
yeah.
You should try to find a way to align all the pictures inside of a map. So it's like one map in your picture.
I think AI
state.
Can do that now.
I'm
can't
sure
you,
that they can.
Put
it can't
a,
be that hard.
You can put a collage. You can actually create images within images, right?
Yes.
You can like put
a collage
ton of
in the shape of the United States.
It would be amazing.
That'd
I love
sick.
That idea. No,
okay,
I think
now
that's
let's
amazing.
Fix the question.
I love that. Absolutely love that. All right. So first of all, housekeeping odds and ends. This episode and all episodes sponsored by Jewel Financial. If you have a unique situation or something going on, we're talking about taxes in this first question. So if we're coming upon tax season, or maybe you're in the filing deadlines by the time this podcast comes out and you're like, okay, won't do that again. Need some guidance there. Maybe you could hit us up. Again, visit us on the web at Jewel, J-O-U-L-E, financial.com. We always are in need of podcast questions. Keep that queue filled up. That's podcast at DIYmoney.org. That's DIYmoney.org. Just audio record. It's real simple. Hop on your phone, hit the voice memo button, record a question, send it to us at podcast at DIYmoney.org. And if we use it on the show, we'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card. All right, let's go right to our question today. We got one from Danny. What do you got? DIY!
Hey, DIY Money. I want to thank you for all the content you provide for us and the public who aren't as financially wise as you are. My name is Danny. I live in California. And my question is about taxes this year. My wife and I are about to celebrate our first year anniversary. And so we're thinking about filing jointly. Question is, should we file jointly or separately? And if we were to file jointly, would we have to continue to do so the rest of our marriage? Neither of us are self-employed. We both work for companies. I make about $120,000 a year, and my wife makes about $80,000 a year. We'd appreciate your thoughts. Thank you for your time, and continue to do the great work you do.
Danny is so full of compliments. I don't feel worthy of those compliments. That is really, thank you, Danny. I really appreciate that. That keeps us going.
Danny, very good.
I mean, obviously, this is going to be an A. Howard question, so I'll touch on the brief, you know, areas that I know, and that is that more often than not, it's going to be more beneficial for you tax-wise to file jointly. There's definitely some more incentives to do so. I would say that in this time period, though, day and age, the only big caveat that we tend to see when people are evaluating that is their student loan repayments. There's been a lot of folks that we've talked to and worked with where when they are going to schedule their repayment plan, which is based on income either and based off your tax return, then it can be a detriment to file jointly. So we've actually had people who have, you know, knocked out a TurboTax and said, okay, this is what it looks like if I file separately. This is what it looks like if I file jointly. These are my repayment plans if I file jointly. This is my repayment plan if I file separately. And even mathematically, it made sense for them to file jointly. I'm sorry, separately. And then ultimately, when those student loans are paid off, which is part of your question, which Allie will also hit, is they will probably go back to then filing jointly from separately. So that's the minimal little bit that I could lend to that. So Allie, what say you?
Boom. Okay, you student loans is a big one. First of all, I'll say that electing your filing status is a year by year thing. So you can switch every year, whether you file jointly or married filed separately. And it's also important to note, and I made a note to mention this, you can also change your filing status for the state. So if you filed federally for the IRS, you can file separately for the state, at least in Kentucky. I think every state is that way. So sometimes it's beneficial to switch filing statuses for your state return, which is kind of interesting. And generally, there are a few different situations where it would make sense. This is a little bit more complicated in the IRS tax code than I think we would want to get into in the podcast. But if you think that you might be in a unique situation, it wouldn't hurt to at least for a year or two have a CPA prepare your return and look at it. But I also want to say, and maybe you know, Quinn, I don't know how you... No, I do know how you file your taxes. I don't know if TurboTax runs it both ways, but I know that you can like check a box on a lot of tax filing softwares for them to run it separately and see what the liability is. So it could be pretty simple to basically put in all your information and do it both ways and worth your while.
The most important decision you can make right now is, what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
Generally, it makes the most sense to file separately. If you have situations where you might have a large discrepancy in income. So say maybe one individual is self-employed and has lower income and the other makes a pretty good chunk at a large corporation, something like that. Sometimes that large discrepancy in income will change the way that your income falls into the tax brackets when you're married or when you're filing separately, which is essentially kind of using the single tax bracket. So that can be really helpful. Or similarly, and especially if it's alongside that same thing, if you have substantial itemized deductions for one individual. So the big one that changes a lot is your medical deduction. So we're talking about, in the same way you have charitable deductions, you also can have property taxes or medical expenses that are based on AGI. So what that means is if you have really high income when you're married, one individual may be limited by the amount that they can include their medical expenses. So if you had a huge medical expense in the year, it might be beneficial to look at filing separately, because then you're not going to have that same cap of how much of the medical expense you can take. But again, that's kind of in the weeds. If you think that that could be beneficial for you, I would see if the software you're using already can run it both ways, but definitely mention it to your CPA and see if they will as well. The last thing that I'll mention is for sake of liability. So there's been a few instances I've seen where one person in the relationship is taking some liberties in the way that they're filing and making some decisions that could be questionable for the other individual. And if the second person in the marriage is not super comfortable with that, they'll do married filing separately. So that way, if something were to happen, it puts the liability only on the second spouse. So obviously that would be a time to consider it, and probably not a super frequent, I would hope at least, situation that you hit, but worth mentioning. And I think that's about it for the main ones.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I did not know that you could file jointly in federal and then separate in state. What would be the benefit of that? Maybe from federal loans or something?
Well, the way the itemized deductions work, a lot of times, I mean, I'm sure it will vary a ton state to state. Mm-hmm. But for federal, like you said, most people end up filing married. The other caveat to that is, in the same way it changes your income tax brackets, sometimes it changes the limits for credits. So like, as an example, the IRA deduction phase out is different for married than if you both had it single, and so it can phase people out that wouldn't normally be of contributing to an IRA and deducting it. So a lot of those caveats of specific credits could force you to try to file separate. It really depends so much on the state that I probably won't give a good rule of thumb.
Danny, you understand and abide by the rules of decent society.
I think it's fascinating if people do their own returns. I would suspect a lot of folks that are, you know, listeners to the show, they probably do use, like, you know, whatever the tax software is out there today, and just try it. I mean, you know, run it different ways. I think you'll be surprised to see the difference. It's a quite mm-hmm. it's quite a big difference in you know, filing separate, married filing separate versus jointly. But I think you should try it and just see for yourself and see how the numbers work out. It's fascinating stuff.
Danny, I think you can still become a gentleman someday.
Excellent. Well, hopefully you found some value in that, Danny. Thanks so much for sending us that question. We'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card. And again, all Danny did was jumped on his phone, recorded a voice memo with a ton of great compliments, which again, we really appreciate that. Sent it to us. We used it. Boom. $25 Amazon gift card. Remember, friends, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest and do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.